I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Middle Eastern nation of Yemen faces several security risks. There's a Shiite rebellion in the north and secessionist violence in the south. And there's a threat the United States is especially concerned about. Al-Qaeda is resurgent in the country. And the U.S. has been increasing its military assistance to Yemen to help it battle the terror network. Today, authorities in Yemen say their forces killed more than 30 Al-Qaeda militants in an air raid. Time magazine's Vivian Walt was recently in Yemen. Vivian, this is the second big assault on Al-Qaeda in Yemen in a week, and one of many in the past few weeks. The Pentagon upped military aid from zero last year to $70 million this year for Yemen. What exactly is Washington's role here?
Well, Washington is increasingly creating a kind of strategy against Al-Qaeda in Yemen, very much like they have in the tribal areas of Pakistan, training local forces like they have with Pakistan's Frontier Corps, in sharing some intelligence, and possibly also drone attacks, which might have identified where these Al-Qaeda operatives would have been that were supposedly killed in today's attack.
And do we know who those operatives are? Are there any senior people among them?
Well, of course, this cannot be confirmed, but Yemen is claiming that they took out both the number one and number two Al-Qaeda operatives in the region. If this is true, this would be really a major victory against Al-Qaeda and quite a major shift for the Yemen government as well.
And what are military analysts saying about this military campaign against Al-Qaeda in Yemen? Is it working?
Well, if they carry on this way, yes. I mean, it is possible that they might well create far more progress in Yemen more quickly than they have, for example, in Pakistan. It's a far smaller country with a much more sparsely populated terrain, and perhaps easier, in fact, to pinpoint attacks against Al-Qaeda.
And Vivian, for our listeners who might not be familiar with Yemen geographically, explain its strategic location. What makes it key?
If you look at the map of the world, Yemen occupies an extraordinarily strategic spot. It is really the bridge between the Arab world and the African world. It's right across a very narrow stretch of water from Somalia, which is the other failed state. And it is also right next door Saudi Arabia with major oil interests and American military interests. So in that sense, Yemen is really perfectly poised to be a staging ground for attacks against all sorts of different Western interests.
What is, do you think, likely to be the response among Yemen citizens that Washington is helping the Yemeni government push against Al-Qaeda?
Well, there is deep anti-American feeling in a lot of Yemen. This is a country that has never had very close ties with the U.S., and there is still a lot of support for those who might want to do harm against American interests. So in that sense, the Yemen government feels that it's wise to play down its relationship with the United States. On the other hand, the U.S. is not really hiding much of its relationship with Yemen. When I interviewed General Petraeus 2 weeks ago in Bahrain, he told me quite openly that he was on his way to Yemen, and this was not really anything that was secretive at all.
Osama bin Laden has a history in Yemen. Does that mean that Yemen is a ripe place for Al-Qaeda recruits?
It is firstly a very tribal, clannish place. It is where bin Laden has his ancestral roots, and therefore there is a somewhat of a kind of a tribal affinity with bin Laden himself. But more than that, the kinds of conditions which existed in Afghanistan are very similar to those which exist in Yemen today. It's an exceedingly poor, rural, tribal place without much connection to the West, and where people really don't have much hope. It's not like the rest of the region, which is growing and expanding and booming. There is very little foreign investment. There's very little job creation. And for all those reasons, this really could be a perfect breeding ground for Al-Qaeda.
Time magazine's Vivian Walt, recently back from Yemen. Always a pleasure, Vivian. Thank you.
Thank you.